Thank you, Lord, that we can come together today. We ask you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit may just minister to us, opening our minds and our hearts to receive from you wisdom and understanding, Lord, the ability, Lord, to know how to walk in the Spirit, how to move in the Spirit, how to be channels, Lord, of the Spirit of God to minister and to spread the truth and the life that you give us. We just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have been looking at the gifts that the Lord has provided for us by the Holy Spirit working in us. And after the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, there is much more available to us that we can receive and allow and works in us through the Holy Spirit in ways that we need to understand. Now, it's interesting to know and to understand the fact that these gifts were in operation even before the coming of the Holy Spirit, because they were manifested in the Old Testament, and we are going to see some of the examples in the Old Testament as well. But they were not available to everybody, or to all believers, or to all the children of God. With the New Testament, the situation changed, and the Holy Spirit operated differently. We have a different relationship or a different covenant with God, and Jesus came to release that Holy Spirit so that we may all have that possibility, that experience. We can come into be used by God through those gifts in a much better and greater way than was ever possible in the Old Testament. Now, we are going to just go through them and try to understand. Today we are going to deal with two of them, possibly. The word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. But let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. It says, For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kind of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works in all of these things, distributing them each one individually as he wills. So there are nine gifts that is mentioned here. And they are the gifts, the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they can be divided in three different groups. There are gifts of revelation, gifts of power, and gifts of inspiration. Now, there is a difference, and they are really, if you want, a hierarchy of the one started at the beginning are more important than the one given later. But let's start to deal with the gifts of revelation. The gifts of revelation are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. The gifts of power are the faith, miracles, and gifts of healings, plural. And the gifts of inspiration are prophecy, diverse kind of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Now this, it's good to organize them in three groups, because the functions and the role and the way they operate is different. The purpose of them is different. And so we start with the gifts of revelation. It really is God revealing to us things that he knows, that he understands, and that we may not. So we start with the first two of them, that is the wisdom knowledge, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. Now, we have to understand the terms here, because the general meaning of the words, the way it's given today, is not the same as the one that is used in the Bible. So we have to understand the meaning to be able to understand what they are, how they operate, and the way they work for us. Wisdom generally, in practical terms, is the ability to know what to do in different situations. So you know what to do. And knowledge is just to have some information about something, about situations or things or people. Now, God has all knowledge and all wisdom. And so He has everything that we ever need to know and to understand and to have. So He has much more than we can ever imagine to have. But when we talk about the word of knowledge, it's not just a question of knowing something for us. It's a spiritual event that takes place that communicates to us knowledge about specific situation. See, it's not that God give us all His knowledge, but give us knowledge about, or wisdom about, certain specific things that is a gift for us and to enable us to deal with those situations that are related to what is revealing to us. I'm going to give some examples because that's the best way to do that. But for example, you know, take a similarity in a worldly way. You see, when you go to a lawyer and you are in a situation in which you need a lawyer, you don't know everything. He gives you specific instruction about maybe the law that is referring to the situation and maybe the things you have to do. With those two things, giving specific instruction about the law is giving you knowledge. When it gives you the understanding of what to do, is giving you the wisdom to operate so that you can do the right thing. Or, you know, similarly, if you go to a doctor, you know, that doesn't mean you know all the law. You just need specifically the information concerning that. Similar thing is, for example, if you go to the doctor and he assesses your situation, you know, he just give you some information about the way your condition is. You know, that it doesn't tell you everything about that you know everything. You just know specifically that maybe, you know, you have, you know, low something, vitamins in your blood or whatever. Okay, so this is very specific piece of information and then gives you the wisdom to you know, take these pills and give you a solution for the problem. Well, really, this is the way God works when He communicates to us. You see, He can give us both information about things and can give us the wisdom to know what to do or to know what His plans are concerning certain things, because this is really a revelation of the mind of God, of things that God knows and within Himself that are going to be helpful for us. See, there is a purpose, as we read before, it's all for the benefit of all, you know, for our benefit. So to benefit to us, we need to know that information. We need to have the wisdom to know what to do about the situation. Now, the two gifts can be operating separately or can be operating together. Okay. Generally, when we talk about word of knowledge, because it is about understanding or knowing some situations that are present, deals with the present or the past. Okay, something that is already there, that is happened already, that you need to know. And we are going to actually see example. Now I'm going to give you just the background in a moment. And when we talk about wisdom, it has to do things about the future, because in that case, you know, they are not happening. Something has to happen. And when you're talking about the future, sometime when God reveals to us, He reveals different possibility. You know, He may tell us, if you do that, that happens. If you do the other things is going to happen. So it's not necessarily fixed. Your decision, your will, and your action are going to determine the final result. And this is a strong element concerning free will, because we can see an application in the Bible in a number of times. Okay. We have the will to choose what we do, and there are consequences about our choices. So this is the general background. Now, give you a starting example of the word of wisdom. Let's make a definition here. A word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit concerning specific facts in God's knowledge about people, places, or things. It's a supernatural revelation. It's not just something that you know what's not coming from you. And I'm going to see, get a bit more into that in a minute. Oh, it's a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit concerning specific facts in God's knowledge about people, places, or things. When we talk about word of wisdom, is wisdom supernaturally imparted by the Holy Spirit concerning the plan and purposes in the mind of God for a specific situation, so that we know what to do or what should do or what how to respond or whatever. So the difference again, you know, it's good to understand that when we talk about knowledge is present and past, when we talk about wisdom, we talk about the future mostly. Okay? So when we, you know, see people talk about prophecy, prophecies about event to come or whatever, generally is a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, sorry. Okay, because these things are coming to pass. See, prophecy, the meaning of prophecy in the scripture is completely different, and we're going to see it later. But, you know, it's much more limited. It's just the prophecy is speaking out God's, and generally it's when it's a gift of prophecy has a different purpose. Now, let me make a distinction here. These gifts are supernatural manifestations. There is a difference between supernatural manifestation and just the inner guidance that we get when the Holy Spirit is in us. God guides us by inner guidance even without a spiritual manifestation that took place, because He's always there within us providing input on us. And the same thing, God, for example, can heal us without any supernatural manifestation. It's always the healing power of God that makes us well. Okay? So when we get wisdom in our own life, we can get it simply by meditating on the Word. And it's not a supernatural manifestation. It's the result that our mind has been renewed. And when our mind is being renewed, we acquire wisdom that is within us, that is coming from the Word of God, but is not a supernatural manifestation. You understand that? The typical example of that is, for example, in Psalm 1 or Joshua 1:8, where it says, you know, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. You see, is that your observance or you allowing the Word to control your life is enabling you to do things in the right way with the right thinking, but is not a gift. It's just the way it works. It's just the power of the Word that's working within you that is manifesting is the results of thinking right. See, there is thinking right and thinking wrong. We think right when we think the way God thinks. But that doesn't mean that we know all the things that God knows. But when our mind is washed or renewed by the Word of God, we start thinking the way, you know, to the degree that we have assimilated within ourselves the Word of God, we start thinking the way God thinks. And so automatically you are going to get results. And here, you know, if you see, so is that you shall, may serve according to all the things that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. You see, the same thing is saying in Psalm 1. When we do meditate on the Word of God day and night and the Word of God starts changing the way we think or see or interpret things in the world and about ourselves, then there is a natural guidance within ourselves that makes us think right and we make the right decisions. But that is not the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The operation of the Holy gift of the Holy Spirit is a specific spiritual event that takes place in which God supernaturally manifests himself in ways that are beyond our mind and our capacities. This is very important to understand. And, you know, I give you an example that happened to me. When I quit in the government, I had the authority to sign some expenses for our department. It was a lot of money. And my boss was the deputy minister of Privy Council office, had his own agenda. And I had the technical competence to understand what decisions were right and wrong. He didn't. But he was politically pushed. There is everything politically pushed anyway. And so wanted to push things in a certain way, and I didn't agree with signing because I had the signing authority. He said, you know what, sorry, I cannot sign this. You have to find somebody else to do. I quit. This never happens in the government. I made that decision, but I didn't think through about what was going to happen in the future about me because some way it was going to work. And so he looked at me and he probably thought this guy is crazy. And maybe from the world point of view, I was. I said, what are you going to do? I hadn't thought about answering that, but out of my mouth came, well, maybe I'm going to be going back to university to teach. I mean, that was not something that I thought. It was something that came up from I don't know where. And I surprised myself when I finished saying that. Because where is this coming from? Well, that evening I got a call from a friend of mine that was teaching at the University of Quebec in Hull here, offering me a job. That was a word of wisdom that was given to me about things to come that was in answer to my need, okay, and God was ministering to me about the situation because I took a stand for what was right. Okay? That is an example. I'm going to give you lots of examples of that later on, but that is a typical example of a word of wisdom coming to us today. It's normal for somebody who is feeling the Holy Spirit to have these things happening sometime. You have no control. I wasn't trying to do anything. I didn't plan to do anything. I wasn't working my mind. What was not coming through my mind at all. Because when I finished saying it, I was really surprised. I thought within myself, where is this coming from? Now, I was already spirit-filled. I was already in the ministry, already at the church. I was doing two work jobs. So I wanted to show you that this is something that is not just in the Old Testament or on the Bible, happens today, and actually some people operate in this kind of a gifts more often than others. Because that's a normal thing, and I do have operated on that often. I don't go around saying it, and sometimes, you know, it just comes out of me, and I don't know why I'm saying it, but that's the way it is, because the Holy Spirit works through us. I don't have control over that. And that's why it surprises me sometimes when things happen, and surprise other people. They say, how do you know that? Well, maybe it was a word of knowledge that I got. For another example I can give you, when I call people for healing, that's a word of knowledge that involves something the Lord wants to work to heal somebody. Okay? That's a typical example of working today. Now, let's take some example in the New Testament in which that took place, and we are going to see some of the details of that. What I'm going to do is to take some example and to show you different things. For example, how these gifts work in us. How it manifests itself. In what situation it does. Acts chapter 9, we can see the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge operating in Ananias. There was a disciple, wasn't even an apostle or a leader, it was just a disciple that was in Damascus. In chapter 9, verse 10. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision. There you are. You see, the Lord spoke to him. He had a vision. He was not a leader. He was somebody that was a disciple, somebody that followed Jesus. Evidently, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, but he was not a leader. Why didn't God appear to somebody else? I don't know. You see, that's the way God works. He knows what to do, and he does it what he wants to do in those situations, because these are gifts that are given, and there evidently he knew that Ananias was going to listen, and wasn't only going to listen, he was going to act on it. So the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. See, there is a conversation going on. This actually is speaking back and forth between Ananias and the Lord. And so the Lord said to him, you see, God, the Lord answering, arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. See, this is he's telling him to do something. Okay, so he's going to give wisdom about him, about the situation. But not just, you see, the two gifts work in operation in tandem. Because it's going to be this tall Saul of Tarsus is going to be in this place, in this house, with this other, so he's going to give all the detail, and in plus he's going to give him the wisdom. So there is a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, operating at the same time. Generally, that's what happens most of the time. You can't separate things. But all that happened in a vision. That he was seeing the Lord and he was talking to him. For behold, he is praying. You see, word of knowledge. Because he was telling him of facts that are taking place. When these things happen, it's not just the one gift. What the name of the gifts helps us to know is to understand the type of things that God does. He reveals to us information, and he give us the wisdom to know what to do with it. Okay? And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias. So you see, he wasn't working just on Ananias, he was working on Paul. And Paul was having a vision about somebody called Ananias that was going there and going to tell him, coming and putting his hand on him that he may receive his sight. You see, this is both, again, a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call in your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he has chosen a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentile kings and the children of Israel. See, that's wisdom again. Okay, telling him what to do. So you see there is an actual conversation between that takes place as this vision's happening. So he's evidently, if he has a vision, he has to see somebody, to see the Lord. And besides seeing the Lord, he's talking with him and the Lord is talking back. Now, it doesn't say how it happened, this vision. Evidently, probably he was praying. And we are going to see another situation in which explains that. And he was not in a normal. And Ananias went his way, for I will show, verse 16, him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. So you see, he's telling quite a bit of information, but doesn't know the whole story. He just knows the fact that he has to go there and has an instruction to go there. Somebody else may say, I had too much pizza, and respond that way. But Ananias took seriously what was going on and the vision he had. Because, you know, when you have a vision, It's a vision. Okay? Said, maybe I'm hallucinating. He didn't think he was hallucinating. He talked with the Lord, and the Lord gave him specific direction. He gave him a word of knowledge and a word, many words of knowledge and words of wisdom, so that he would know information and he could act in according to God's plan that he wanted. Now he had the choice to do it or not. And he went with it. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hand on, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came, ascend me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Evidently, the Lord had a plan here, isn't it? And the plan, he was trying to communicate, and it got somebody that was able to actually follow his plan. Maybe if you called some of the leaders there, they wouldn't have gone because they would say, "Well, I know this guy, I'm not going to go there. I probably don't want to get killed." Okay? God knows who to call upon. Or sometimes he calls us and put us to test to see if you really are going to follow what he's telling you, because when he do that, he's going to promote us to greater things. It's not to put us down. It's to enable us to grow, because that's the way we grow, by taking chances, by be willing to put ourselves on a limb of faith and to obey God. And immediately, there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. Not so much for the people that are going to say that Paul had a problem with his eyes. God healed his eyes, and immediately he was healed. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with his disciple in Damascus, and immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he was the Son of God. So you see, God is developing his plan and operating his gifts in ways that, you know, the mind, no one could do that. No human person could do that. Now we can see how important it is, you know, God speaking to the person and going back and forth. The person going through a vision and having specific information, not generic, not just go to this place and this house, there's somebody here, they are going, he's praying. So you see, God is very specific when he speaks to us. Now there are many other examples of this in the Bible. This is New Testament. I want to stress the fact that this was not a leader. He was just a disciple, Ananias. And God used Ananias to minister to Paul, who was going to write most of the New Testament. What I'm saying is, anybody can be used for things far beyond what you can think you can do. Because it's not you doing it, it's the Holy Spirit doing it. Jesus operated in the gifts naturally. Okay, all the time. And there are word of knowledge and word of wisdom in him coming up so often that essentially was everything he was speaking was prophetically speaking. Okay, but I'm going to take one example specifically that has to do with the Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Okay, in John chapter 4, verse 16, he met this woman, he asked for water, and the water said, "Well, a Jew talking to a Samaritan woman, what's... Jews don't do that." He was saying that he can give water that, living water that you'll never thirst anymore. That's another topic I'm going to talk some other time. Well, let's start from John chapter 4:16. And Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband. For you have five husbands, and the one to whom you have now is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." So, the idea is, he had information. about this woman's situation. Well, that seems to me is pretty clearly a word of knowledge. Okay? He knew what was going on. And the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Prophet, a word of knowledge. Sometimes figure out things, and there are many examples. But in this case, you see, it's not through a vision, he's talking to somebody. Okay? Jesus was a person, and he was operating in the word of knowledge, and he could reveal things that he knew by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Wasn't because he was God, it was because the Holy Spirit was operating in him that he could find out. Then continues, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." So you see, here is from a word of knowledge, now is a word of wisdom. He's telling them what God is going to do. Okay, so there is this progression of, from the present to the future, explaining God's plan, explaining God's ideas to somebody, and, that is definitely the supernatural manifestation. It's not just, to know what to do, like you know what to do when you have to do something that because you have got some experience. Or so. It's not results of experience. It's not results of your thinking. It's results of information that is beyond your knowledge and your experience. It's supernatural. Now, this is what we can expect. Time is running out. So I'm going to just say, announce something, to get to understand how these gifts of revelation, you see, gifts of revelation are the most important gifts of them all. Because they reveal God's thoughts and knowledge and wisdom. And they have a greater impact on us than anything else. They take place generally when some situations are happening. When, for example, we are praying and we are in a place in which we can receive a vision. Or the example of Peter was praying, was fasting, and he went in a trance. See, we have to understand that. Or maybe in dreams. Or in what's called dreams of the night or vision of the night, which is the time between when you're awake and asleep. Or when you're slain in the spirit. In all these cases, really, you are not normally in contact with the world around you. You are starting to be in contact with another dimension. You see, you are a bit in a trance, if you want. Now, people don't understand trances. But really, when you watch TV, you are almost in a trance. You can see, for example, what happens when somebody talks to you, next to you, and you are really caught up in what you are seeing there, and you are don't even hear the person. You see, screened out. Why? It's because you are in a different space. It's an altered space, if you want. See, this is where God works. Because your mind is not in control. I shared often what I got revelation was after I was finishing work, when I was working for the government, and I would take the bus, and then there was a 10-minute walk from the bus stop to my home, and my mind was completely free from thinking. I was just walking there and enjoying the thing, and God spoke to me all the time when I was taking this 10-minute walk, because my mind was free from my thinking. So when we understand the way, that's the way God speaks to us. But to me, most of the time, He does it through dreams, when through vision of the night, when I'm between awake and asleep. And then I get sometimes full messages, full sermons. I have to get up and write down quickly because I forget them. Or show to me things that I had to do. Why? Because I we operate, we as spirit-filled believers operate in these gifts, and we have to develop them. You see, it's a question of be able to connect. Doesn't make us perfect. It's not us. Doesn't make us mature even. Because I got some of these things when I was just a baby Christian too. And I needed them more then than now. Because now I think more the way God thinks, because the Word of God has been modifying the way I think. And so I don't put myself in messes the way I did before. I avoid the messes because I know better now. And so he doesn't need to correct me. I mean, the first few times he did something like that was to correct me. So what I'm saying to you is that this is a gift that Jesus gave to us for our benefit, and that we need to learn to understand. Paul saying, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I wish you not to be ignorant about spiritual gifts. Why? Because they are benefiting us. They are good for us. They are helping us. They are enabling us to do things that otherwise we cannot do. It's a gift from God. You know, if God gave us a gift, we should not just take it, but, appreciate and receive it and take care of it and be excited about it. Well, we're going to continue next week on this because we are just starting. I mean, this is so interesting. See, we can read stories, and reading the story by themselves doesn't tell the New Testament. Bring us to a different level of understanding about spiritual things. So that we can see both in the Old Testament and the New Testament things that took place there. And one quick one. Moses, for example. When Moses went up on the mountain to receive the law, what he was having there was a vision, but that was a word of wisdom. He knew God's plan on how the children of Israel should walk. And so he was communicating that. That was in one situation. Well, the other situation, when he was there before God, and God spoke to him and told him, look, they have denied me, and I'm going to go after the golden calf. In that case, it was the word of knowledge because of something that was taking already. You see, even then, these things were operating. This is the way the Spirit works. Now it's available to us because Jesus released it for every believer to have it. You don't need to be a prophet like Moses to have that. You need to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that you have received that breakthrough in your communication between you and God. Amen. And for now, we close. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can thank God about the gifts that what he has provided for us. He is so good. It's not that we deserve these things, do we? But it's given to us. So we should be rejoicing about it, and we should benefit as much as we can, because when we do that, we please him. We operate in faith. We believe in what he has done is for us, and we receive it. We thank him. If somebody gives you a gift, would you like if the person, so they give, oh, okay, thank you, and put it there on the shelf and do nothing with it for the rest of their life? Wouldn't you prefer that they cherish your gifts and they look after it? And it's not just a little gift. It's a big gift. Wouldn't you think that God would like that kind of reaction from us and that we just don't forget about it? All right, so we close in prayer tonight. And what we had to do is I want to encourage you to ask God to actually minister to you and put a desire in you to operate in what he has made available to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you. Thank you that, Lord, your goodness is beyond our imagination. That, Lord, your giving to us, Lord, more than what we not just deserve, but just beyond anything that we can think or dream about. Lord, we thank you for the depth of our hearts about that, and we ask you, Lord, that you open our mind and our hearts to be able to appreciate and receive that we may go to the Word, Lord, to allow that to put in us the desire to see your gifts manifested in us according to your will. You told us that we should covet the gifts, Lord, and we, Lord, know that it's important for us to have them and to manifest them in our life, that we may appreciate, Lord, when they operate in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.